Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
Welcome back for another episode of the CattleCast podcast. Although we have just inaugurated a new president on January 20th, the country is still painfully divided. But today, I will be speaking to a mid-Michigan woman who is doing her part to change that. Here to discuss the Sharing Smiles Project Journal is Kylie Gates Barrett. Kylie, welcome to CattleCast.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
What is the Sharing Smiles Journal?
So it's a journal designed to spread happiness and joy by sharing smiles through acts of kindness. So somebody buys the journal, they adopt it. They're the original journal owners. And then they fill out some basic information and they send it out into the world through with an act of kindness. And the journal travels with the act of kindness.
The ultimate goal,
and this is like the most unique part of it all, is that person number 25, we ask, is their act of kindness that they give it back to us, and then we work to reconnect it with the original journal owner. So the whole goal is for it to eventually get back to the original journal owner so they can see the ripple effect of what they started, where it went, who it impacted, all that cool stuff.
Oh, I love it. Such a cool idea. What prompted you to begin the project?
Thank you. My husband and I are the co-founders of this, and we really, really wanted to start something that was our own, but, you know, it had to make a difference in the world. It had to do something, you know, do something good. And, you know, it's been about 3 years that we've been working on this now. So it's such a blessing to finally see it out there. But you know, when you were a kid, did you ever let a balloon go at school with a tag
totally.
On it?
Yep, totally.
Oh my gosh. I loved that. And just one day it hit me like, gosh, you know, I did that several years in elementary. My balloon actually never came back, but it was so fun knowing it was out there and wondering where it was. And so it just kind of came to me like, gosh, could we do that with a kindness twist? So it's the same concept, but with a kindness twist.
Oh, I love it. So do you have any, you explained a little bit how it works. Do you have any kind of real life examples of stories, kind of how it worked and it's made its way through individuals?
Yeah. So, we have a bunch of them out there and working their way through. So they have to go through 25 people. So we just launched on December 4th. So we haven't gotten any back yet. So we're telling everybody who has them, don't delay. People need a smile today. You don't have to overthink it. Go out there and do something simple. And in the journal, we have some ideas, but people are so creative and what they come up with is just amazing. So here's an example. The very first journal, my husband and the kids and I, we started and we went to, there's a local lady who has volunteered for decades at, it's called Fish of Grand Blanc, and they were distributing 160 food boxes to local families each week.
Wow.
And I asked her if they had had any like encouragement cards or just something to lift these people up to put in with their food boxes, and they hadn't. So we made 160 cards to put in the boxes for that week. We gave Barb the journal. It made her happy to get those cards to, you know, lift people up who she was giving food to. And then we gave Barb a really special thank you and some other things. You know, it was simple, but it was just a genuine thank you. And it was some encouragement cards for her food boxes. Another example, my husband and I, we have a local business in town, Matawar Jewelers, who just loves this project. And they said, we want to get journals and we want to spread kindness, but we don't have the time to do it. Will you do it for us? So my husband and I, that's like the perfect date night for us. So we went and bought a bunch of pizzas and asked them to put smiley faces on them with pepperoni.
Oh, I love it.
And we delivered them with journals. We went around town and delivered pizzas one night. And it was simple.
Oh, I love it.
It was fun. It was meaningful. So there's just a couple ideas.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love it. And if people are interested, how can someone get a journal?
So the sharingsmilesjournal.com, they can order a journal and it's free shipping if they get more than three. And we also have a Smiles Club where if there's a company, there's some companies doing them as employee gifts or maybe some client thank you gifts or team building. It's wonderful for team building. School districts, some are even doing it as classroom projects. So there is something called a Smiles Club as well that's all on our website that they can get in larger quantities.
And are these journals numbered or are they individualized in any way?
They are numbered. So when they come to me, I hand number all of them. Well, I mean, I have a sticker. They all on the inside cover, they have the sticker. It's numbered. So like Scott, say you start one and you email me and say, Kylie, I'm journal number 562. And, you know, that just will help me reconnect the dots on the back end when we get them back, which, oh, I just cannot wait for that day.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's almost you continue to engage with something that you sent out into the world. So
yeah, it's, you know, once in a while we'll see them, people tag it and post like, oh, I just got journal number, whatever. I'm person number 3. This made my day. And it doesn't just make their day. It makes our day. Other people who see it, I know, are inspired by it. So the world needs more good and more positive right now. There's so much negative to focus on. And we're just trying to do our part to make a difference.
Well, I love it. And we always like to end the podcast by asking a library type question. So our question is there a title that you're reading, watching, or listening to that you would recommend?
Yes, I listen a lot just because, you know, as a busy mom, I like to get in my, does it count as reading if you're listening? I mean, I
totally.
Think so.
I count audiobooks as reading, so.
All right, so I just listened to The Negativity Remedy by Nicole Phillips. Loved it. It's fantastic. I listened to, I'll give you two more, 12 Pillars by Jim Rohn. It's a oldie but a goodie that has been recommended to me. And Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. So all good ones. And the Negativity Remedy was so in line with kindness. And I just sure. I love it.
Well, Kylie, thanks so much for joining me today to discuss this wonderful project.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate the time. And good luck to all of you guys and smiles and hugs.
Thank you. And a link to Sharing Smiles Journal website is in the episode description. And as always, thanks for listening.
Check out and enjoy books, movies, music, and more from your Capital Area District libraries. Reserve items and schedule contactless pickup online or by calling your local branch. CATL also has a large collection of digital titles that can be downloaded or streamed for free with a library card. For more information about the current services being offered by Capital Area District libraries, visit CATL.org. That's CADL.org.